Let's take a quick pause. Real quick, allow me to share a strategy that's truly supported my business, retail. As salon professionals, you know we're always recommending products. But what if the money from those recommendations stayed in your business? That is why I love the Crown Elements Wholesaler Program. If you didn't know, Crown Elements is a holistic hair care line made for textured hair and approved by L'Occitane. Their products are handmade, effective, and help clients truly feel the difference. From the one-of-a-kind Just Clean Clarifying Shampoo to the refreshing Moisture Infusion Rose Water-Based Moisturizer, every product supports your client's hair and scalp health between visits and helps you build another stream of income. So, I invite you to visit retail.crownelements.com to become a wholesaler and bring holistic hair care to your salon space. That's retail.crownelements.com. Now, back to the episode. You're listening to Salon Frequency, a podcast for salon professionals that are revolutionizing the texture of salon culture. I am so grateful to be back here with you listening to this episode because this week we are rewinding to episode 49, a fun and forward-thinking conversation on how to use AI as a beauty professional. In this episode, I was joined by my guest co-host at the time, Frida Brown, who was a thriving salon owner and returning guest from episode 12. Definitely make sure you check out her episode because it is phenomenal. If you've ever been hesitant to record video content, she'll get you together. But in this episode, we explored how stylists can win with AI without losing their authenticity. We talked about our favorite AI-powered apps, at the time at least, and what we imagine the future of AI might look like back when we were in 2023. So, as season 7 of Salon Frequency is quickly approaching with the focus on legacy and imagination, it's actually kind of wild to see which of our predictions came true and which one stretched our creativity. I hope that this episode reminds you that imagination is one of the first steps to innovation, especially for the future of beauty. Enjoy.
I think that as beauty professionals, sometimes we have to step back and take a break.
Whew, I mean, I think I need to build my relationship with intermissions.
Yeah.
Because we have an intermission, I'm on to the next thing. We moving and shaking, you take an intermission, I don't know.
Yeah.
And it also comes up for me because, or what comes up for me, I just hired an executive assistant.
Wonderful.
And she was looking at my schedule, like behind the chair, because I'm still behind the chair 1 or 2 days a week. And she's like, "When I see that you have several appointments this day, like when is your break?" And I was like,
"Not a break.
Why are we taking a break? I'm trying to
get out of here. I'm not got time to be taking no breaks, despite everything I just said."
Right? I'm like, maybe I do need to invite more breaks in.
Yeah.
As a whole, like vacations and intermissions, but on a smaller scale, like day to day behind the chair.
I remember the very first salon that I went to interview or apprentice with when I was finishing cosmetology school. And the very first salon, he was just like, we work. And I didn't really have a perspective to agree or disagree. The very next salon that I had gone to interview or just to get more information about what an opportunity would look like if I worked there, I will never forget this woman said, "I take a lunch break every day."
Oh, wow.
And she requires her stylist to take a lunch break every day. Between, I think, if I recall correctly, let's say it was between 11 and 12. She does not book clients between 11 and 12. She takes a proper lunch break every single day. Wow. I had never heard of that before.
Ever.
I didn't even know you could do that.
Wow.
Which is also a limiting belief, right? Because we're self-employed.
Right. We can do whatever
we want. But I was like, wow, like you just taking daily breaks?
Interesting.
Right. Like
for a whole hour?
For a whole hour, right? And I don't know what her books look like. I don't know how busy she was or was not. I just know that stuck with me, that this woman said she took breaks every day. And I, if I'm being honest, when I am behind the chair, whether it's now 2 days a week or previously 4 to 7 days a week, I never scheduled a formal lunch break. Mm. It was always get the meal in where you can fit the meal in.
Yeah.
I never took a formal lunch break. I wanted to make the most of my time. And not that I'm an advocate for not taking a formal lunch break. I was so compelled to make the most of my time. And I would eat.
Yeah.
I wouldn't miss meals, but I would
kind of build it in.
Sure, yeah. Right? Like, oh, you're under the dryer? Oh, bet she getting curls? Yeah. And my next client's been here for 15 minutes? I'm going to eat this food real quick.
Yeah. Yeah.
What about you? Did you build in?
I mean, no.
Have you ever?
Built it in? Absolutely not. And because I had this, it's probably a limiting belief, I had this notion that if I put a 15-minute break in my schedule,
yes,
it's going to throw the rest of the day off by hours,
yes,
not 15 minutes.
Yes.
Because the dryer times, like,
it's all synchronized.
And I'm just like, that just sounds ludicrous to me. So, no, I would never have a formal break. And it was also one of the struggles I had when I hiring staff. Because as a employer, your employees have to take breaks.
Yes.
And I was like, girl, I don't do your... She's like, people can't book. Yeah, because you got to take this break.
Yeah.
I mean,
you'll
law
figure it
says,
out.
Yeah, like, yeah. You know what I mean? But I don't take breaks. But what I do ensure I do is drink water.
Yes.
So I'm always breaking to drink water and go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
I have found myself putting snacks in my smock.
Yes.
So when I'm going to the bathroom, eat a little
bit. Yes, I'll just be pulling out a little almond. The other day, I just grabbed the almond. I looked it up, kind of wiped it off, popped it in. One of my spouses was like, are you serious? I was like, nothing wrong with this almond, girl. She's like, how long has it been in there? That's neither here nor there.
Don't worry about that.
It's my smock. No one else wears it. I launder it. It ain't been in here but so long because it gets laundered once a week. So 6 days at best. Like, mind your business.
Let me eat my almond and peas, okay?
Do you try to fit in, on a bigger picture, though, do you try to fit in intermissions, if you will, throughout the year? Like, do you say... So, for instance, I started a couple of years ago. We take... By we, I mean my family. We take a break, a vacation in June, July, and in August. And it looks different. Like, it may just be a beach trip, a local beach. It may be a few days off. But I try to... I used to want to have an educator schedule.
Yeah.
I wanted to be a teacher for like 5 minutes, only to have the summers off, which I don't think is a great reason to teach. I don't think it should be the only reason, personally. I don't think that should be the only reason to teach. I wanted to be a teacher so I could have the summers off. When I realized that wasn't going to happen, fast forward several years later, now we do take a vacation, one in June, one in July, and one in August. That's as close to a teacher schedule as I can get being self-employed. Do you implement set breaks for you and the family or for yourself?
Well, for the family, no, we hadn't been on vacation together in a while. And a planned vacation. Like, we'll go places,
yes,
but it's just like, oh, this kind of popped up. Let's all go here.
Mm-hmm.
This year's been different. Moving and shaking a little different this year, going on trips and whatnot.
Yeah.
But I personally do have to build, or I do build in creative breaks.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like... They're not formal. Like, I don't feel like they're not systemized where it's like every 3 months I take a break. It's just like when I feel burnout or just feel just, I need to let my brain rest.
Yeah.
I'll just, block my calendar, nothing scheduled.
Yes.
I know I don't have any like pressing projects. I'm just going to chill out, eat chips and watch TV just while I'm home.
I love
some chips. So, yeah, I do find myself building in rest breaks.
Yeah.
For my creativity, definitely not behind the chair.
Mm-hmm.
In the 20 years that I've been sitting behind a chair.
I cannot say that however long I continue to operate behind the chair, I'm not going to lie and say that that's something I'm working towards. I'm not. I am not working towards building in a break. But less of my cancel last minute.
Ooh. We off, okay?
Let somebody cancel last minute. And especially if it's like a long-standing client, this never happens. I don't know, maybe their car broke down and they send this long email. Oh, Frida, I'm so sorry. My car broke down. Literally, I got to send you pictures.
Okay.
I got that. Sis.
It's good. Don't even worry about it.
It's fine.
Don't even worry
about it. Matter of fact, I'm not even going to charge you the fee.
Okay? Because I'm going to take this break.
I'm good. You do you. And I will reschedule with you when our schedule is going to link up again.
You don't even know how you just paid me.
You blessed me in this moment. I'm about to take a walk. I'm going to sit here. Maybe I'm going to get some work done. Maybe I'm going to just shop on my phone because I don't go to the malls anymore. So I just shop on my phone. I am so blessed by the fact that you canceled this appointment. Mm. It's okay.
That, but and that's a different season. Because once upon a time, I was like, you can't, why, could we come the hour later?
Do you want me to pick you up? Like, well, how far are you? Right. Where'd your car break down? How far? Can the Uber bring you here?
Yeah.
Because I'm going to be quick. And then you can go back to the Uber. You're right.
I'm grateful to have, to be in a season where I can be blessed by cancellations.
Yes. I never thought about that. That's growth.
Yeah.
That is growth. Because now a cancellation does not rock my boat.
No, it doesn't.
At all. I appreciate how apologetic the person is. Because 99% of the time they are.
Yeah.
But I'm always like, you're fine.
Yes.
Truly. You are fine. Truly. It is okay. But for my staff, I'm ready to fight when they have a cancellation. Yeah. It's different. Like, the gloves are on. Why? What? Are you okay? Okay. How long are you going to? Okay, wait. When do you need it? There's a fee. You agree to our policy. Like, it's different with my staff.
Yeah.
But for myself, okay.
Yeah.
Also, because most of the people I see are long standing clients, and we have that kind of relationship that I don't believe that they would ever BS me and just cancel just because. Like, if they're canceling, they legit have a reason to cancel.
Yeah, I mean, because how they gonna get back in?
That's the other thing. I'd be like, we can cancel, sis, but it's
just so you know,
just saying, my next available is not for like 9 to 12 weeks. So
take the cancellation.
What are you gonna do?
What to?
And then, and what's funny, because sometimes I'll be like, you know what, actually, let me see if my husband could drop me off. Like, once AAA gets here, let me, anyway, I digress. That's, So that's my position on intermissions.
Fair enough. I wanted to take some time today on this season finale episode to talk about something in the industry that I feel like is a pivotal moment. Like,
okay.
It is a marker of growth. It's a marker of highlighting where you are in the industry. And so I wanted to ask you, how do you feel AI or artificial intelligence will impact stylists in the beauty salon industry?
First of all, I'd be so nervous. It's the buildup for me, y'all. Like, when is she gonna ask me? I don't know. I think the impact, and I'm being very mindful of my choice of words, I think if you allow it, the impact can be huge. Mm-hmm. If you tap into it, as I have begun to do, it can be a game changer if you allow it to be. I do not think that it has to suddenly become my voice.
Yeah.
But if I can get support with what I am trying to say, if there is a system, if there is a tool in place that will allow me to take my sentence of I want to be the best hairstylist, and I can put that into something and it can take it and do something else with it and help me. And then I can go back into that and make edits and still put it into my voice and my tone and my wit and my personality. Let it be a game changer.
Yes.
Like, allow it to bless you. I think that it can be, it's kind of like, I don't know if they're still called Cliff's Notes. Do they still call them that?
I don't think so. But
you know what I'm talking about. You could, I think somebody once thought like, oh, I discovered this thing and it took To Kill a Mockingbird from 900 pages and it whittled it down to 2 pages and I'm about to ace this test. No, you're not.
Yeah.
No, you're not.
I was the person that thought that.
I think that there are going to be people who think that AI is that for them.
Yeah. Yeah.
That I don't have to think. I don't have to use my personality. I don't have to put pen to paper. I don't have to type. I don't have to come up with ideas anymore. That this technology is going to create the ideas for me. And I think that is where people are going to lose.
Yes.
But I think as beauty professionals, if you can make this tool work for you like so many other tools, it can be a game changer. To Kill a Mockingbird was not meant to be read in 2 pages.
Yeah.
Right? AI was not meant to be my voice. The thing that makes me special is my voice.
Yes.
Because no one else has my voice. And so if you and I don't even know if this is true, but I would be curious to see if you and I sat down with that technology and gave it the exact same sentence, I wonder if it would give us the same thing, something. Let's say it gave us the same thing. I'm not copying and pasting that.
Yeah.
I'm going to take that and I'm going to do something else with it. Even if it gives us 2 different things, you and I have 2 different voices. So I think that as beauty professionals, like so many other tools that are out there, this is another tool that if used correctly, like what do the superheroes do? Like using your powers for good?
Yes.
Use AI for good and let it change you, because I have been using it. And I will say the first time that I put something in and it spit something back out, I was like, it said damn.
That's right. Oh.
I was like, you know more about lock maintenance than I do.
I know, right?
Let me find out AI do retwists and palm rolls and interlocking. I was like, well, damn, sis. I don't even know if you a sis. I'm going to call you they, because I don't even know what pronoun you're going by. I was just like, wow. But.
Hold that thought. Because if you've ever wondered how to cultivate stability beyond the chair, this part's for you. Would you believe I launched my first Shopify store after attending a beauty symposium where I asked the keynote speaker, what's one piece of advice you'd give a newly licensed cosmetologist? He said, have a product line. At the time, I didn't get it. And honestly, I wasn't that great at it. But I trusted the advice. Fast forward, that same Shopify store carried me through 2 pregnancies, maternity leave, and even the global shutdowns, all while maintaining and growing my income. So, when I tell you that partnership with Shopify isn't just a suggestion, it's a necessity. It's because it gives salon professionals like you real freedom as the industry keeps evolving, even in this new world of AI. So if you're ready to build your own income stream beyond the chair, visit shopify.salonfrequency.com for discounted pricing to begin your Shopify journey today. Now, let's get back to the episode. Let's take a quick pause. Real quick, allow me to share a strategy that's truly supported my business, retail. As salon professionals, you know we're always recommending products. But what if the money from those recommendations stayed in your business? That is why I love the Crown Elements Wholesaler Program. If you didn't know, Crown Elements is a holistic hair care line made for textured hair and approved by L'Occitane. Their products are handmade, effective, and help clients truly feel the difference. From the one-of-a-kind Just Clean Clarifying Shampoo to the refreshing Moisture Infusion Rose Water-Based Moisturizer, every product supports your client's hair and scalp health between visits and helps you build another stream of income. So, I invite you to visit retail.crownelements.com to become a wholesaler and bring holistic hair care to your salon space. That's retail.crownelements.com. Now, back to the episode.
Once I got that information, I then took it and what seemed like a generic sentence, I was like, okay, bet. That is the sentence you're giving, although generic, is factual.
Yes.
Right? About, say, maybe how to shampoo your hair. But now I'm going to flip it and I'm going to put it in my voice for what makes sense for the lock shop, yes. For what makes sense for me. Yes. What about you?
I mean, I'm just so happy that you said that.
Yeah.
Because AI is going to be a game changer, but it's going to be very much a Netflix blockbuster situation. Mm-hmm. Some people are going to feel like, I'm not doing that, mm-hmm. whatever. I'm going to just keep truly working hard.
Yeah.
Working, I'm going to just keep doing the hard stuff.
Yes.
And just resisting and going, you know, be left behind, essentially.
Yes. Yeah.
There's also going to be a space where it's like, oh, it's doing it for me, like you said, and I'm not even going to think about it. And
right.
It's also another losing play, the game changer, the winning play.
Mm-hmm.
Is leveraging this tool.
Yes.
And making it your own. So I'm so happy you said that. And I have to say, that thing, when it gave out gave me information, I was like, oh, wow.
Right.
Oh, I started saying, thank you. Good morning. How are you today? Before I start popping
right. Let me show some respect.
Let me put some respect on your intelligence. Okay.
Yeah.
the way you are giving me information in seconds.
Yes.
That been stopping me for weeks, months. Okay.
I was like,
oh, you just had to answer. No, let me think about it. No, three dots. No, just do 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 do
do do. You just know.
Oh, wow.
So yeah.
I know.
Yes.
It is amazing. It is a game changer. Now talking about the in terms of tools, there's so many out there.
Yeah.
Which ones have you tried that you like really enjoy or haven't really played?
I use it in Canva.
Okay.
I've used it in Canva.
Which is nice.
And actually, it's the only space that I've used it. I've used it multiple times in Canva, but it was so interesting because when I put in what I wanted information on and it came back, I was like, oh, maybe I need to hire you. Like, what's your availability? I didn't expect it to be so efficient, but I also knew going in, I got to make this my own.
Yeah.
Like, I can't just take what you say at face value and then just plug it into whatever I'm using it for. I knew that I was going to have to tailor it and make it my own. Also because I know my voice. It's one of the things I've thought about when I've had virtual assistants do certain things for me. I'm like, that's not my voice.
Yeah, I wouldn't say it like that.
That's not my voice. I had an assistant the other day working on some stuff for social media and she did a great job. But then once she was done, everything she did, I tweaked it.
Yeah.
Not because it was wrong, but because it was not in my voice.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, okay, that's a great idea. This is how I would have said it. What about you? What platforms, what ways have you used it?
I mean, so I've used multiple ones.
Okay.
Okay. And it started with the Ghostwriter AI.
Okay.
And it just kept popping up on my screen from some other tool that I've been using.
Okay.
So I was like, let me try it. It like gives you prompts for YouTube.
Okay.
Like titles and like descriptions. So I was like, I got a YouTube video coming up. Let me just tell you what it's about. You tell me the title. And I was like, that is a great title. Oh, okay. Well,
I use it.
Can you write the description?
Yeah. Right. Like,
and the way they perform is just, it's how I feel my video should be performing.
Yeah.
But likely because the title, the description wasn't worded a certain way.
Yes, which matters.
Algorithms got to pick it up.
Yeah.
They weren't doing it.
Okay.
So AI has helped in that way. I've used Canva AI. The one that's really been blowing my mind.
Okay.
Is the ChatGPT.
The ChatGPT. Let's talk about it.
That's the GOAT.
Yeah.
Okay. And in my head, this is it's a whole being somewhere.
Yes.
Because all of the other ones that I've utilized, they're short. Like you can give them they'll give you a title, they'll give you a short description, or you can ask it kind of like a short question. ChatGPT is writing pages.
Wow.
Okay, I heard this thing can create resumes. I know for sure it can write grants.
Yeah. Ooh.
Like some grant sections.
Yes.
Like just the frame. Like you tell it, okay, I'm a beauty business that focuses, this is our mission. This is what we're struggling with. This is what we want to use the funds for. Write a second.
Okay. You saying that made me think of this. Do you think that the introduction of ChatGPT and AI and Ghost AI will make the written word lose some of its value?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, that's one of the things I've been thinking about is just how are you going to know, I guess, if this is AI written, or if this is plagiarized, or like, let's say I asked it to write a grant. Who's to say 10 other stylists that are applying for the same grant having used AI ask the same questions, and we all copy and paste and put it in there,
And then we all got the same answer,
Yeah,
and so, as a grant reviewer, I'm like, okay, so all y'all using this money for the exact same thing?
And nobody is thinking, So I do see it warranting like some type of integrity.
Yeah.
Right? Like that is to put it in your own voice.
So I think integrity is the key word.
That is integrity there. But also it's just, I believe it's going to hopefully have people, consumers mainly, really build connections with people that they are choosing to pay in. Because now, let me tell you this quick story. So My son had a lemonade pop-up shop
okay.
recently. And he was like saying, oh, mom, I can see when people are going to, they're going to come wanting to buy my lemonade over the summer. And he's like, and that can have a commercial. And I was like, oh, baby, you can't have a commercial.
Okay.
Let me show, let's ask AI.
Yeah.
Like, and so I asked it to write a script for a commercial.
Wow.
When I tell you,
wow,
it wrote a script, and my son was like, oh, I can do all those things. Like, mommy, can you be the narrator? And I can just do all the scenes.
Right.
I was like, sure, baby.
Yeah.
But so I say all that to say, someone can say, hey, create mm-hmm. me an ad script.
Yes.
And
yes,
then
yes.
make a emotionally charged ad. And you're like, oh, I need to buy. That's just AI speaking to all the problems you done let it hear on your iPhone.
Right. Because it's just really, it's really, and I don't know how proven this is, but I'm thinking
allegedly.
A regurgitation of what we've been putting into the world.
Yeah.
It's, you know, someone has been asking this question enough and answers have come up enough that AI is like, this must be the most consistent answer that goes with this question. Right. Yeah. And so if I think to an extent that it will reduce the maybe not the quality, the value, I guess, of the spoken word. But I think that's where the personalization of it would come in, because while he can get that script, he is still himself.
Yeah.
So he can read it verbatim, or he can freak it and be like, I like where they're going with this.
Yeah.
But this is what I'd rather do.
I mean, yeah. And I also, as I heard you saying that, I also was thinking, you're asking about the written word. AI makes pictures. AI makes
it
videos.
It does. I was watching. Yeah.
So it's like, we're moving into a space where it's like, if you know how to leverage this,
leverage is key.
Could be on the beach somewhere and the AI could be hosting your calls and doing your events and making ads for you and the video format and just like you.
Oh,
like that is
that's scary.
It's scary, but that's where we're moving. So it's very scary.
Yes.
Because it could be a whole video about you that look just like you.
And it's not
even you.
Yeah. Yes.
That is the flip side to all of this goodness. There, you know, it's duality. Right?
I think the exciting thing though for beauty professionals, which is a service-based business, is that nothing is ever going to duplicate what I give you as a service professional. The physical hospitality that I provide to you. Or is AI gonna bring you some tea?
You don't know they got servers bringing things to the tables.
They do. I just saw that. I think somebody was getting dental work done in a whole robot. Did you see that? Was doing the whole thing.
Like I said, the Blockbuster Netflix thing. I think beauty professionals would be remiss.
Yes,
I feel like they would be naive.
Very
to
much
believe
so.
That technology could not replace them.
Mm.
I do believe that.
Yeah.
I do believe that. I'm a millennial coming from, you know, growing up with computers.
Yeah.
In a very, I don't say high level, in a very like literal sense, technology could replace a hair professional.
Mm-hmm.
But then from a cultural standpoint, could not happen.
Mm-hmm.
But I do believe, very much like Tondo Kafali talks about all the time, there are conversations without culture. And so people are becoming stylists and locticians and curly specialists, just getting the knowledge about it or just learning the technique without the culture.
Yes.
That can be replaced. The culture, the lineage, the heritage.
That cannot
be replaced, because also for what I believe is, it's not on the internet.
No,
it's not.
You know
what I mean?
But as you're talking, I am thinking of things in this salon that have been automated, the checkout process. I don't have to have somebody check you out anymore. Yeah. I really don't. I hit a button on this tablet. It sends it to that tablet. It pops up. I can even just send you a link on your phone.
Scan this QR code picture before you walk out.
Someone comes in and they knock on the door. Hey, do you guys have any business cards? Nope, but you can actually scan the QR code in the front door and everything will pop up. Our contact information, our Facebook, our Instagram. a lot of the services, even the products now, although I do have a guy bring them, I send him a text message.
Yeah.
This is what I need. He just drops them off. I hardly ever see him.
Yeah.
Like, so many things have been automated now that maybe a hair professional 20 or 30 years ago would have been like, you'll always need a receptionist.
Yep.
You'll always need 100 business cards. Like, you got to keep business cards. You got to give them out to people at the gas station. Where now, first, what do people say? What's your social? What's your Instagram?
Right.
Thanks for the business card, but...
Where you at online?
Where are you online? Right. What's your Instagram? Like, let me follow you right now. And that's it. And then they go online and they look for it. So it is going to eliminate a lot of stuff.
And I say these things so casually and comfortably because I've been able to process them.
Mm-hmm.
It was, I want to say, 4 years ago. Y'all know Amazon got a salon? You know that?
No, I don't think I knew that.
Amazon has a salon. They are in the salon industry.
Okay.
But it's over in the UK right now.
Maybe I did. Okay.
So it hasn't made its way here, but they're piloting it.
Yeah.
And also, Amazon has a grocery store.
Like that I knew.
But yes, they own Whole Foods.
Yeah.
But Amazon has its own grocery store where you walk in the store, you pick everything in your cart, and
it
checks all of it out. You don't have to see anybody.
I did it at the Whole Foods. So I'm going to age myself because I was in Georgetown in D.C. So it's a part of it's in D.C. And the kids were finishing up basketball. I had to grab some stuff. I went in a Whole Foods. And I walked in and scanned the barcode on my Amazon app.
Yep.
So I'm shopping and I'm thinking like, okay, well, when is it gonna tally me? So I'm getting all the things and everything we need. And so I am not exaggerating, Jocelyn. So on the way out, you walk through like another, I'm gonna say turnstile. It's not a turnstile, but you walk through this thing again and you scan the I had closed my phone. So as I'm walking out, I'm like, well, maybe I'm supposed to keep the same barcode up, the same QR code. So I open the app again, I scan my phone, and then I'm over in this little area. I'm bagging my stuff. I grab two paper bags. I'm on the other side of I've already scanned my QR code. Like I'm about to walk out and I'm putting my things in bags. And my spirit was just like, sis, you're shoplifting. You're shoplifting. And I'm gonna be honest, I stopped doing that when I was like 15. So I'm just like, I'm too old for that. I got a lot to lose. I got way more at stake now. I'm not shoplifting anymore. And I just had the 40-something year old in me had to ask the lady, like, ma'am, I just need you to clarify. What am I missing something? And she's like, well, no, what happened? I said, I came in, I scanned my barcode, I did my grocery shopping, I scanned my barcode, I'm walking out. She's like, done. You're done. I'm like, are you sure? She's like, you are done. Jocelyn, when I tell you, I get in the car, I'm texting my homegirls, I'm like, I low-key just shoplifted like $150 worth of food from Whole Foods. Please don't let them arrest me. I got so much to lose. I get home. And she tells me, she's like, you're going to get an email. I don't know if it was an hour, but at some point.
Yeah.
Jocelyn, the email comes.
All things.
Not only was it everything I got, but I don't know if you noticed, I got my grocery bags after I scanned.
Yeah.
So I scanned, walked through the little machine thingy. And now I'm like in the front where like there's a window section where you could sit and eat. That's why I'm loading up my groceries. There were bags there. I grabbed two bags. At a minimum, I thought I was going to shoplift the bags.
Yeah.
It got the bags too.
Yeah. This artificial intelligence is intelligent.
It got everything. It didn't. And I'm going through the receipt. I never go through my grocery store receipts. I don't know. I get the food. I pay. I walk. It got everything.
Everything.
It was like
nothing.
My mind was blown because I'm just like, I understand that maybe above me there's like a scanner and everything has a barcode. I know all of that, but just going through it.
Experience.
Have you grocery shopped like that?
I have not tried that yet, but I've read about it. Watched all the videos about it.
It didn't miss a thing.
It doesn't miss a thing.
It got everything I put in my cart, it scanned it. Even the teeny little brown paper bag.
Let me tell you something, Rita. I feel like I have recently felt dated.
Yeah.
When they said that debit cards and credit cards to the next generation behind us is like checks for us.
Really?
Like all they do is...
Oh, they just use their phones.
And I was like, oh, when the last time you used to buy with a check? And I was like, oh my gosh. I'm carrying a check.
I'll have a check.
We got business checks, but when last time you paid at a grocery store with a check? That's what I mean.
No, never. I have one vendor in my life, bless his heart, who requires that I give him a check, and I forget I don't forget to pay any bills.
Him? That check? Yeah.
Because he'll be like, Free didn't leave my check.
That's a check.
And I'm like, dude, it's a check. It's just, and I'm like, there's nothing we can do. I don't even use certain pay systems for business transactions. I will make the exception for you. I'll tell my accountant, this is now a personal expense. It's right. No longer a business expense. He wants to check. We finally got to the point where Lisa was once a month. Because I said, I can't write you a check once a week. The way my life is set up, I can't. I don't have any other, I have all these checks. He is the only vendor that I have checks going to. My kids have never, I don't think they've ever seen a check.
Oh, wow.
I have them.
They get checks for their birthdays. And they're just like, what do I do
with
this?
Oh, so yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's not a...
They've never seen a checkout with a check. Remember they would have had to take your card and...
and then they scan it.
And imprint your debit card on it. I was like, I am that person now. Because I got my debit card now.
Yeah.
I have not come to terms with paying with my phone.
Because I do pay with my phone.
No, I'm not there yet.
I was running to grab lunch for one of the stylists a couple of months ago. And in my haste, I only had my keys in my phone. And I get in the store and I'm ready to check out and I'm like, oh crap, I don't have anything on me. So my first thought was to call the salon, have them get my credit card out my wallet and read me the numbers. And then a guy was like, well, why don't you just use it on your phone? And I was like, oh, I did set that up. And so I tap my phone and you like double tap, you put in your phone password and it's,
and you paid.
I paid. And I don't do it often, but yes, I would say maybe twice a month.
Yeah.
2-3 times a month. I pay with my phone.
It's coming. It's coming. That's coming. AI is coming. I mean, not even that it's coming. It's here.
It's here.
It's here.
It's arrived.
As a beauty professional, as someone who is often service-based, as someone who's often analog, if you will, because really you're just doing hair, but your focus is in the hair. It's in the hospitality. It's in the service. Mm-hmm. The digital world, quickly.
I think it's similar to booking systems, right? There are so many other tools that we use as hair professionals, as beauty professionals, booking systems. You know, there was a time where you just had a spiral-bound notebook.
I remember that time.
Yeah, and
you write.
And you wrote down your appointments, or you had a log book for your transactions.
Yes.
Jocelyn paid this much today. She tipped me this much. I'm going to manually add up my total for the end of the... Same, right? Like, that's... People are still doing that, but I will say this, when we talk about, you know, raising the frequency of the salon industry, whether you like it or not, these tools are here and consumers are aware of these tools.
Yeah.
And so while I could still have a paper notebook, I'm going to end up with consumers who want to be able to go online and book their appointment.
Yeah.
They are not going to want to reach me every other week to book. They're going to want to have a reoccurring appointment. They're going to want it to be set. When it's time to check out and they're working from home, aka working from the salon, and I'm getting Miss Lisa's hair started, they're gonna want to be like, all right, Frida, I'll talk to you later. I went ahead and paid.
Yeah.
Right? Our kids are going to want that option.
Yes.
So you're gonna run into a problem, I think, as we get older and we continue to be of service, whether it be behind the chair or in other capacities, where people are going to begin to have expectations.
Yes, of your service.
Of your service, right? And the way that you provide the service. And so when you don't embrace, maybe not all, but some of these tools, some of this technology, you're going to find yourself getting left behind.
Yes.
Because whether you want to do it or not, the clients you begin to service are going to be like, sis, I just want to make my appointment. I don't want to have to call you every time. I just want to check out. I just want the information that I need. And I don't want to have to wait for you to draft up a whole press release to tell me how to properly shampoo my starter locks.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
When it's like, oh, but you have a question for that? I don't have that in my frequently asked questions. Let me put something together tonight, edit it, and I can shoot you an email in the morning. That's way quicker than let me add it to the May to-do list.
Truly.
Right? Completely different.
Yeah. So, I mean, I feel like to get to that place where you can be able to leverage the tools, I would challenge you to identify the systems that you have in your business. If you don't know them already, What is your checkout process? What is your walk me process? What is your shampoo process? What is your styling process? Yeah. What is your finishing process? What is your checkout process? Like, what are the things that you do once you have those identified, if you don't yet have them, mm-hmm. how can you automate at least one in the next 30 days?
Yes.
So it may require you to do some research, may require you to find some tools, but automate it. Yes, there's an investment in it, but that investment saves you time. Mm-hmm. And as we've told you, your time is the most important asset that you have. Time is most important. Okay? Time is not money. Time is value.
I couldn't agree more. I couldn't. I would also add, one of the things that I learned, oftentimes I am learning not just from other beauty professionals, but I am just learning from other businesses, right? I'll go into, say, the local coffee shop and see a piece of technology, and I will ask them, like, I've never heard of this company before. Like, how do you do your checkouts process is so very different from ours.
Yes.
What's the name of this system? Like, how are you using it? And when you find yourself in those situations where you're in an environment where they're using a piece of technology that maybe you're not familiar with or you'd like to learn more about, I would challenge you to ask them.
Yes.
It can be a coffee shop. It can be a burger joint. It doesn't always have to be another hair salon
yeah.
that has technology in place that you see it and you're like, wow, although I'm a hairstylist, I could use that system. Like, even if you just, do you mind telling me the name of this system you're using? I can do the rest of the work. But don't be afraid to ask people outside of your network what systems they're using and how those systems could benefit you.
Absolutely. Just talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I truly appreciate you joining me, Frida.
Oh, it's been a joy.
Season 3.
It's been a joy.
Oh, this was amazing. Thank you all for listening. Thank you all for being here. Hopefully you enjoyed this season of the podcast. You have been challenged. You have been inspired. You have been motivated.
Yes.
And we hope that you tell a friend.
To
tell a friend.
Yes.
Go ahead and write us a 5-star rating review. Hey, use your AI to do it. Just write. Give me a review of the Salon Frequency podcast.
Using AI.
Use AI and put it in there. All right. And as always, you can find us online at Salon Frequency. And
it's Frida Brown.
Peace. Bye.
Let's take a quick pause. Real quick, allow me to share a strategy that's truly supported my business, retail. As salon professionals, you know we're always recommending products. But what if the money from those recommendations stayed in your business? That is why I love the Crown Elements Wholesaler Program. If you didn't know, Crown Elements is a holistic hair care line made for textured hair and approved by L'Occitane. Their products are handmade, effective, and help clients truly feel the difference. From the one-of-a-kind Just Clean Clarifying Shampoo to the refreshing Moisture Infusion Rose Water-Based Moisturizer, every product supports your client's hair and scalp health between visits and helps you build another stream of income. So, I invite you to visit retail.crownelements.com to become a wholesaler and bring holistic hair care to your salon space. That's retail.crownelements.com. Now, back to the episode.